Good morning. It is Sunday, August the 11th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Sunday calls for a special edition of the wake-up call. We're working our way through the Psalms and the Psalter with Timothy and Julie Tennant. I'll be your narrator today. Let's get right to it. Today's entry is from Psalm 17. It's entitled, The Confident Prayer of the Righteous. We'll read Psalm 17, verses 1 through 5 and 13 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. Through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. Rise up, Lord. Confront them. Bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. This is from the Tenants. This is the confident prayer of the righteous man or woman who has oriented himself or herself toward God's righteousness and thereby prays with the confident assurance that God will hear and will answer our prayers. Here we find the psalmist not in the agonizing silence of God or preoccupied with the fleeting triumph of the wicked, but in the presence of a God who has not allowed our feet to slip. Here we bask in the glorious confidence of a God who hears us, who answers our prayers, and who has saved us by his right hand, verses 6 and 7. We dwell in the shadow of his wings and can say with confidence that we are the apple of his eye, verse 8. The wicked are still on every side. They still seek to assail us and to speak evil against us with their callous hearts, verse 10. The psalmist rests in the assurance that I will see your face, verse 15. Heretofore, seeing the face of God was a special privilege accorded only to Moses. That's Deuteronomy 34:10 and Numbers 12:8. But here, the psalmist sees this as the final inheritance of all of God's people. This psalm is one of the early grounds for the resurrection of the dead and the final victory of the righteous over death itself. In the Bible, death is nothing more than sin made visible. Thus, God's victory over sin must ultimately be a visible victory over death. The psalmist is so confident in God's covenant that he somehow realizes, even a millennium before the time of Christ, that God's victory extends even through death. He declares, "When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." Verse 15. Each day we go to sleep, and then, after the night, rise up in the morning. Even this most basic shared experience is meant to be a daily reminder of God's plan, one of those inbuilt quotidian mysteries for all. especially those who have been united with him. Those who have tasted that final sleep of death will someday also experience that final awakening of the resurrection of the dead. So today we're going to sing Psalm 17 together. We're going to sing it to the tune of Saint Anne, which is, O God, our help in ages past. You'll recognize that hymn tune as we get going on it. You can see the words in today's entry. You can also see them in the companion book on the Psalter, if you have it. Or you can see it online at psalms.seabed.com, Psalm 17. Here we go. Lord, hear my plea, attend my cry, unto my prayer give heed. My righteous plea does not from false, deceitful lips proceed. Let vindication of my cause proceed, O Lord, from you. Your eyes see what is right, so give my vindication due. Though you may probe my heart at night or test me deep within, you will find nothing, for I vowed my mouth would never sin. As for men's deeds, I've kept myself from all their violent ways. It's by the word of your own lips I've stayed within your ways. My steps have held fast to your path, I've walked within your way, and my feet have not slipped, for on your path I vowed to stay. I call on you and trust, O God, that you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer, incline your ear to me. Show me your wondrous steadfast love, you save by your right hand. All those who take refuge in you from foes that against them stand. Keep me as safe as you would keep the apple of your eye, and in the shadow of your wings allow me safe to hide from wicked ones who trouble me, who do my soul surround. From all my mortal enemies who compass me around, they close their callous hearts and speak with arrogance profound. They track us down with eyes alert to throw us to the ground. They're like a lion prowling round and hungry for his prey. A lion who lies crouching under cover all the day. Rise up and come, confront my foes and bring them down, O Lord. Come rescue me from wicked ones by power of your sword. Stretch out your hand to save me from such worldly ones, O Lord, who only in this present life do gather their reward. You still the hunger of the ones you cherish and provide, so they'll not want their children with great wealth will be supplied. But as for me, in righteousness your face I know I'll see. When I awake, your likeness will be fullest joy to me. Amen. That was a journey, wasn't it? That was every bit of 16, 17 verses right there. Well, we did it. We sang the psalm on the Lord's Day, and now let's go to the Lord's house. And let's be like living stones joined together into a spiritual house to bring praise to our God, to declare the mercies of God. I will see you today at the house for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt for Tim and Julie Tennant.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.